Hey guys, how are you? It's Pete. I hope everyone's having a great week so far. So I want to give you a soul winning update for my channel. Right now, I'm at the Vince Lombardi service area on the New Jersey Turnpike, real close to the George Washington Bridge, right by New York City. And the reason I'm here at this rest stop is because for the past couple weeks, me and my friend Frank, who I go to church with, have been doing soul winning at different rest stops up and down the Garden State Parkway and New Jersey Turnpike. And the reason that we've been going soul winning at these different rest stops is for a few reasons. One, since New Jersey is such a highly populated state in such a populated region of the country, these rest stops are some of the busiest rest stops in the United States, and specifically on the Eastern Seaboard. And some of the busiest ones in the country are not far from where I go to church and where I live in northern New Jersey. So we've been going soul winning, and we came to five different rest stops to go. We've been soul winning on five different occasions at four different rest stops, and we've seen five people saved so far. So it's been receptive. And basically what's good is that, you know, when people, they're traveling long distances, usually when they stop at these rest stops, they're often coming to just have some leisure, some rest, go to the bathroom and eat. And that seems to be a good time to talk to people about the gospel and to preach people the gospel and to talk to them about Jesus Christ and salvation. And it seems like most people aren't on such a strict time schedule because they're traveling long distances. And kind of like a park type setup where people are just kind of open and lounging and willing to talk. And just thousands and thousands of travelers coming and going. And so basically God can bring these people to us. So really quickly, the Bible says in Matthew 11:28, he says, "Come unto me," Jesus says, "all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." So people are coming through. This inspired this idea for me, this verse, is that Jesus says to come unto him and he'll give you rest. These people are looking for rest. They're looking for some relief to refuel. And we want to just show them who Jesus Christ is so they can be saved. Of course, these people are usually traveling long distances and they're not going to come to church. We're not necessarily going to see them again, probably in this lifetime. But it's a work of faith. It's doing something according to the Bible and believing that God will bless it by faith, which he has before and he has so far. Another verse that comes to mind that makes me want to really, you know, put a lot of focus and effort into this soul winning idea, or this soul winning ministry, or whatever you want to call it, is when Jesus says in Luke 14, he says, and the Lord said in verse 23, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my father's house may be filled. So Luke 14:23 here, he says to go out into the highways and hedges and to compel them to come in. Well, we're just trying to bang out that go out into the highways part, because we as Christians have a tall task to go out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, how do we fulfill that? Well, God tells us how to fulfill it all throughout the Bible. And when we follow his instructions, his spirit just basically leads. And I believe that by the end, when soul winners just follow his instructions, by the end we'll realize, hey, look, God, look what God accomplished. The whole world did get the gospel because soul winners just simply went. But it was God who accomplished a great work. And so we're just right now going out into the highways, just like Jesus said, and seeing what he will do so his father's house may be filled. And what we could really use from you is some prayers. Hopefully maybe this can inspire you to do some more soul winning, or get creative with your soul winning. If you live in a populated part of the United States, and you live within driving distance of some of these rest stops that are highly frequented, and a lot of travelers are passing through them, maybe you could try this. I think it would be really cool to have like a type of a soul winning marathon where like 2 to 6 soul winners are stationed at different rest stops, you know, from north to south, down the Turnpike and down the Garden State Parkway. It would be cool to do something like that. Like I said, we've had 5 salvations so far, and God, he's so good about answering soul winning prayers. And you ask him to do something, you ask him for your spirit, you ask him to make appointments for you to talk to a certain kind of person or to talk to a receptive, meek and humble person, and God answers those prayers. I've been going so far with my friend Frank, and we've both had success soul winning. So please pray for us, and God bless you guys, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.